Nolte, Donald Trump leads Biden among swing state voters under age 35. By John Nolte on April 1, 2024. Among voters aged 18 to 34, former President Donald Trump leads his fraudulency Joe Biden 47-40% in the swing states. According to exit polls in 2020, Biden won 61% of that group. Back in 2020, when asked by Gallup if the economy was a top concern, only 11% of those 18 to 29 said yes, as did 18% of those aged 30 to 49. Keep in mind that this was during the coronavirus pandemic. Today, those same numbers have exploded. Now, 47% of those aged 18 to 29 cite the economy as a top concern, along with 43% of those between 30 and 49. That concern is being reflected in polls, Bloomberg reports. Trump is currently leading the president 47% to 40% with voters 18 to 34 in swing states, according to a March Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll. By contrast, Bloomberg continues, Biden won 61% of voters under 30 last cycle. The media want us to believe that Biden's support for Israel is what's driving young voters away. I doubt that. Biden's support for Israel is tepid at best. Plus, Biden's rival, Trump, is a full-throated Israel supporter. Economic concerns make much more sense. As Bloomberg points out, young people are the ones looking to launch, which is awfully difficult in Biden's America. We have crippling inflation, high energy prices, a housing shortage, high mortgage rates, and millions of illegal aliens competing for jobs, which deflates wages. Those illegals are also competing for housing, energy, and goods, which inflates their cost. More. The pandemic upended the economy when young voters were just entering adulthood, endangering their job prospects as businesses locked down and complicating their housing options as rents skyrocketed. They had a more severe impact of COVID itself in a direct economic way, said K. Kawashima Ginsburg, Newhouse director of Tufts University's Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. Whether it's gas, or housing, or rent or healthcare, they're having a really hard time having affordability for that because of the lack of stored wealth. The pandemic didn't upend the economy, at least not permanently. Until Biden took office, our economy had roared back to life. What changed was Biden's lunatic spending, which gave us inflation. Then there was Biden's war on cheap energy, which increased gasoline prices and the cost of goods that require energy to be produced or shipped. And that's pretty much everything, and Biden opening our borders to millions and millions of unvetted illegal aliens who are in direct competition with young people for the same starter jobs and affordable housing. Between October 2020 and January 2024, rent costs jumped 18% and home prices increased 21%. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you import millions and millions of illegals, cut domestic energy production, and allow enviroloons to dictate policy when it comes to new housing. Another thing that would help young people is if there were mandatory high school programs that taught kids everyday economics, like how interest rates work, how to balance your checkbook, why going to college is pretty stupid if you're not going to be a brain surgeon, and how to avoid the pitfalls of credit card debt, second mortgages, and going to Starbucks every morning. But if the useless public schools taught kids money management, that might make for better adults, more well-rounded and capable. No one on the left wants that.